last time I didn't read it in. Today I'm going to read you the Rambam on Halacha Hey, because that's what we're going to be talking about the Rambam today. So we didn't read it, I'll read it inside. V'yeshamim. So the Mechaber had described Hey Mafresh Chala. Dalet and Hey last time.
Okay.
And the Mechaber had explained Hey Mafresh Chala. In Eretz Yisrael, and near Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzar, to different ways, and how many Chalas, and all kinds of things. We spoke about that last time. But the Rambam says, V'yeshamim, ki mitche'en Chala ne'chalas b'zman hazeh b'Eretz Yisrael. Since Eretz Yisrael, they don't eat Chala. They eat the Chala at all. So Gam Bashar Bukamis ain't shrieking the half chala achas or sarfa. You only have to mafresh one chala and you burn it. You don't have to mafresh two chalas. Bechain Hamilik Pasha Bukhom Dinas Elu, Shaema Fish Mak Chala Achas. Below shear. You mafresh one chala, the tiniest amount, no shear time, you have to give no 1/48 and 1/24. The sarfin I saw, commercial hoy oisin kshte chalas. Shachas or loy hoy lo shear. You take this a tiny amount and you mafresh on your chalas or. We spoke about that last time. Why the Rambam says you do that? Okay. Then the Rambam says, "Umikom makan, no you can lito kazayis." The meaning is that you, even though the din is you could take even a mashu, the meaning is take a kazayis. That's what we'll talk about in a minute. Then the Rambam says something I mentioned last time. Ha'oicha chala, afil b'chutzaret. If a person eats chala in chutzaret, mevarach tchila al hamin shoyt lachal. First he make hamaytzi on his oinus, depending on what the food is. Va'achakach mevarach hashem kedushanu b'tishasu shal aron b'tzivonu lechutshuma. And then you make a bracha because you're eating chuma. So you make that bracha.
Is the Rambam speaking?
The Rambam speaking, yeah. We mentioned this last time. The Rambam says that. Yeah, that's going to be in Shul Chav Ches. Why is it the word chuma? V'yeshamim. Some people say, Yishasarfan achal la'oysen la'hesek b'fte atzma. You make its own fire. The Yisrael also la'honis mimem. A czar is not allowed to have hana from the chala, the burning chala, the noigin lashichel the tamer kodin shayf in apas. We throw it into the oven before we burn the bread. I'm going to talk about that at the end. Okay, we're in the middle. Okay, so the last time we spoke about why the Rambam says you should take just a mashu. He doesn't do the two chalas and that whole thing. Why he doesn't want that? Fine. Where did this part come from that the Rambam says that the minig is lito kazayas? What's a kazayas? Either you should take the 24th or 48th or a mashu. But where does this come from that it says v'noyigin mikamak noyigin lito kazayas? Where's the makar to such a thing? So the in parentheses it says here that it comes from a maril, which in fact it does, and the maril says it comes from Rashi. Okay, so I searched some bylaws to try to find the weird Rashi say this. And I found two different places that where it's brought from Rashi. Not Rashi like on the Gemara. Okay? Others from that are Yuchas to Rashi. Okay? One is in the Siddur of Rashi, he says something. This is a significant thing. It's gonna come up in Shin Chav Ches, this question about what you call this stuff. Is that Rashi says is when you the kazai is that your mafresh, you should do this and this and this with it. Okay, it's like in the middle. It's like in mamash, like in passing. It says the kazai is that your mafresh, you should do whatever. I'm not telling you what the whatever is because that has to do with shin chal ches. Okay, but the kazai is that your mafresh, you blah 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 blah, whatever you're supposed to do with it. Okay, that's not a very strong mashmoyus. It's just like mamash saying it in passing. But there's a chuvah in Rashi where it says like this: v'sholus rabenu. It's like 20 words. The whole thing. V'sholus rabenu kamashir chala haor. How much do you have to be mafresh for a chalas or? That's what we do. The chalas or means the chal that you burn. The amr rabbeinu lanu. Now there's words missing here, so I'm gonna keep a chalas on a nice and lekayin havishir blank. There are missing words here. When you give it to a kayin, you have to give a certain amount. Okay, there's missing words. What the right answer is? Oh,
el nachtu
echad b'mches. Yeah, they're missing words. No, they're missing words. Obviously, it doesn't read straight. Oh, el nachtu. Just for this part, it's not the important part. El nachtu echad b'mches. If it's a baker, he gives 1/48. So when you're giving it to the kohen, there's a shear. A 24th if you're a regular person, a 48th if you're a baker. Our b'chalas are b'kazayis. But if you have a chalas or, you should give a kazayis. Okay, so that, now, you could have read that, right, this Truvan Rashi to be la dafka, because actually just means any minimal amount. You could have read it to be that. You could potentially have read it like that. The Maril didn't. Okay, the Maril says, when he quotes this Rashi, because Rashi says, the cost of Rashi is your kazayis, and then the Maril says, the who? Kachati Beitz is Tanagoyalos. Okay, he tells you, he needs, it's for real. Like, you know, a kazayis means a half of a kabeya, so he's taking mamash like for real, which is fine. I mean, presumably, if Rashi would have wanted to say, take a mashu, he would have used what Chazal say, what we saw in Shulchan Aruch, it's kisayra. When they want to say you could take anything, they call it sayra, like a piece of barley. When he's saying a kazayis, what do you have to make up his own name for? We have the kazayis, what do you have to come up with that from? Obviously, he thinks that he's trying to say something more than just anything, so he's saying you should take a kazayis. Okay, so very nice. So that's the makar. It comes from Rashi. Okay? But what's the reason? I told you what makar to it. The Maharal says it, the Maharal says it's Ramashi, and here we see Rashi says it. Okay, fine. What's the reason for that? What's the reason why you should take a kazayas? What should be the, again, it could be a 24th, a 48th, or a mashahu, but what's kazayas? Kazayas seems just random. So I have two possible. I didn't see anybody explaining this. I don't see anybody giving, maybe one of you know, but I didn't see anyone explaining it. But I said I have two thoughts as to what the answer might be.
Well, the kash is that kazayas is inconsistent with the other measurement units used to determine?
The shear, according to the is you can give anything. And the way Chazal call it, they can give even a piece of barley, even the tiniest amount. Then the Chacham made a din d'rabbanan that you have to give either a 24th of your batter or a 48th of your batter, depending on who you are.
Right.
So, but those are all reasonable choices. But what would be the choice to say, give a kazayas? So where would that come from? Like, what would be the basis to... It's like Rashi made up his own shear. Where did he come up with it? We're trying to understand why would he say that. So, one possible answer. One possibility is, we saw, the first time we spoke about Hilchos Challah, we saw the name Yehuda says, from a Sifri, he thinks that it's a deraisa, that the Sifri says that when you do the Nesina to a Kohen, you have to give the Kohen a Kedei Nesina, that's how he calls it. You have to give it a Kedei Nesina, a significant amount, something that's worthwhile to give, okay? So the Yehuda has his own cheshbon for what he thinks a Kedei Nesina is. He has his whole cheshbon. He doesn't have a right to it. He just says, I would think that it could be the following, and he gives a suggestion. But it can sign that when we say you have to give a Kedei Nesina, for lots of shurim in the Torah, a kazayas is a significant amount. You have to give the kohen something. If the Sifri means it, mitharaiso, mitharabon, they have to give him something like of significance. Don't give him a piece of barley. Give him something of significance. So saying you should give him a kazayas, that's a reasonable possibility. Maybe Rashi is coming from that, some kind of a thing like that. Related to that is the Aruch HaShulchan has this amazing cheshbon. Okay? He says, the reason why he thinks, he's not talking about the kazayas, he says the reason why you need a 24th or 48th is because it works out that if you give that much, it's worth a shavu pruta. He makes a whole calculation that it's worth a shavu pruta. Now, magically, whether it's a 24th or a 48th, it's still shavu pruta. Okay? That's mamash like, you know, when they say, you know, Talmudic hair splitting. Imagine that it could be a 24th or a 48th, and it's still worth a kazayas, either one. Okay? You have to see, mamash, he has a whole cheshbon, it's exactly a kazayas. It's always worth a kazayas. It's always worth a pruta. So he makes the same idea. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same kind of idea, which is the amount you give has to be a certain amount, has to be something significant. He thinks it's a pruta. The Rebbe that thinks that it's his share, what he thinks it is. But Ken Zayin, Rashi saying is that we you do it is a kazayas. That's also a reasonable amount to give someone something.
That would change society.
Because?
Kazayas is not necessarily a pruta.
No, I'm saying two different things. I'm not saying that the kazayas is a shavu pruta. I'm saying, just like you're trying to say a shavu pruta is because you have to give something of meaning, something of significance, a kazayas is another version of something significant. They're just, other people are just, if I could use the word fishing, and the Sifri says you should give a kedei nesina. What's a kedei nesina? So either it's a kazayas, it's a pruta, it's a, nobody who has his own thing. So now, the truth is I don't think, most people do not call it the and we don't actually give it to a kohen. The only who makes this point, only when you give it to the Kohen, but maybe it's some kind of a zecher to this point that the Sifri said you should give a Kedei Nesina, and somehow Rashi said that turned into a minig or whatever, a minig to say to give a kazayas, that it should be a significant amount to give. Okay, that's one possibility. Another possibility is the Minchas Yitzchak brings, we're going to talk more about this Minchas Yitzchak soon, Minchas Yitzchak brings from Maria Sad, who says that the only time it's a mitzvah to burn challah that's tummy is if it's a kazayas march. If it's not a kazayas, then there's no mitzvah to burn it. And therefore, maybe, so that's what he says. Now, therefore, maybe the reason why people are mafresh of kazayas is because the din is, there's a din to burn truma, and to burn challah that's tummy, and therefore, and since that din only happens if it's a kazayas pig, so the reason why you give a kazayas is not because it has to do with hilchas challah, so to speak, it has to do with, you want to do the mitzvah of burning the challah, that's another mitzvah you're supposed to burn challah that was tummy, and therefore, in order to do that, they want to be mafresh of kazayas, in order to be able to accomplish it, otherwise they would just burn the garbage. So, in order to be able to do that also, they say, let's be mafresh of kazayas, and they could do that also. Okay? So, now, I, of course, Rashi and the Maril, and nobody said any of these kind of anything like this. It would, to me, it's a little bit doing. If you want to read it, if you like that, to read it into the Ramah, because the Ramah says the din is you could take a mashu, and you're supposed to burn it, but the minhag is to take a kazayas. It seems out of order. It should have said that you, the din is you take a mashu, the din is take a kazayas, and then you burn it. Why did the burning get before the kazayas? Okay, the kazayas is sort of out of order, so according to this, that would be the reason why. He's saying the din is take the mashu, but you're supposed to burn it. Oh, if you're burning it, that's why the din is take a kazayas. Okay. You could like it or not like it. Okay. So, we're going to come back to this. This din of b'mavish kazayas. The end of the Rambam said, that when you burn the challah, you make oisim lahesbif ne'atzma, you make its own little fire to burn it, because you now have hanah from it. So if you make it, if you use it as like a fuel, then you're going to be having hanah from it. So make its own little fire. And he says, v'noigel hashlich l'tana kredin shayfin hapas. Okay, so now, if you would read the Rambam alone, if you just read the Rambam, you would read that as one long sentence. You should not, you have to make it a hesbif ne'atzma, and you would read it as, and the way we accomplish that, the minute, the v'noigin, the common way of accomplishing what I just said to you is to throw it into the fire right before you bake the bread. That's how you, I don't know, I would have read it if I was just reading the Rambam. It would have been, the v'noigin is the continuation of the first sentence. Okay, it's not true. Okay, that's not the right way to read it. Because if you look in Dr. Mercy, you'll see that there's an extra sentence in between those two halves of that sentence. There's an extra few words in between those two halves of the sentence. And what he says is really, what the documentary really says is that yesh haimrim, that when you burn the challah, you have to make it a hesek bifnei atzma. That's the first thing, the first shita. Yesh haimrim, you have to make it a hesek bifnei atzma. That's his first thing. He says, but you know, that's not really the din. That's not really what you're going to do. It's a big chumra, the chalas chutzaris, to be machmir, to say, make it a madur finatza, and therefore, all we do is, we throw it into the fire when we're about to make it. Okay, so the noyagin l'hashlich l'tan l'kodin shayfin hapas is not the continuation of madur finatza, it's not the description of madur finatza, it's arguing on madur finatza. Yesh armi, you have to make madur finatza, don't be so serious. Don't be so worried about it, don't make madur finatza, just burn it, throw it into the oven when you're baking the bread. Okay, so that's the Rama is, the Noigin is a kula. It's, V'yeshem, you have to be very machmer, the Noigin to be makel, and just to throw it in when you bake the bread.
The reason we could do it else would be to not have
Mishra Adonai. I'm about to explain it. Yeah, it's not having, no, the Rama says it's not having, no. The Yisrael Asher L'Horus Mena. Okay, so the reason for this minik, for this kula dike minik, Dara Chashon explains, I think that's what elsewhere also, Dara Chashon explains, the Pshat is like this. If I make my own fire, that I can be sure I'm going to have no honor. I take the bread, put it outside, put some twigs around it, light it up, and it burns. So I'm obviously not having any hanah from it. If I throw it into the fire in your oven, you're potentially going to have hanah from it because it'll be extra fuel in your fire. So what the minik is, when the Rama said the minik is to put it to the fire, kodesh shayfin hapas, he means immediately before you bake your bread. Immediately means is the fire is a big raging fire. At that point, you're about to put the bread in, it's a big raging fire. Therefore, you're going to get no hanah from putting this in. If you did it at the beginning, or you put it while you're in the middle of other things, you can get hanah from it. But like this, the fire is already big and going. So you're going to throw it in. So what are you going to get? Episode drop, it's going to hit to it. You threw your little kazayas worth of dough into it. It's going to hit a drop. It's anyhow, there's all the fires anyhow. So for that month, for chalas kosar, you don't have to be machmir. Okay, so the cool is, the Yesh Armim said, no, you have to make it smadur from the acid, don't even get the tiniest bit of possible honor from it. The Yesh, and the minig is, don't be so makbid, it's chalas chutz aretz, don't be so makbid on it, throw it in when you're about to bake the bread, that's fine, that means the fire is big enough already at that point, and you can throw it in. Now, this whole chashash, the direct chashash that the Rambam talks about is not negated to us, okay? When we burn challah I don't mean when you burn watermelon seeds, when a chana burns watermelon seeds, I mean when you burn challah like we do it, you take the boiled dough and you throw it into the oven, so we, in our ovens, they run on gas, we don't gain anything from the extra little fuel that's in there, we have a thermostat, so your mamash gain almost nothing, so it's mamash like what the Rambam says, anytime you throw it into the oven, it's mamash like what the Rambam says, is it's like cutting the shayfin hapas, it's like immediately beforehand, your mamash you get come out nothing, and that would be fine, which is what people, from that part of it, that's okay. The little bit that you have to concern is that lemaisa is the challah that you threw in has the status of truma that's tummy, and the zara is not allowed to eat it. So if you throw that into your oven, that's true. Yes, I'm sorry. Right, nobody can eat it. Yes, right, nobody can eat it. So when you throw it into your oven, that you want to make sure that you're not getting bleas of that dough into your oven. Okay, we talked about this in Tafton Aleph, and at the end of Kuf, at the beginning of Tafton Aleph, and the end of Kuf Yud Gimel. That challah chutzar is an example of something that needs to be kashered after. It's called it's our one of the two main examples we have of a Issa Drabbanon She'en La'ikim in HaTorah. If you remember, that's what we talked about. Then the special clues about how we kasher after Issa Drabbanon She'en La'ikim in HaTorah. It's like a made up Issa Drabbanon. And so you have to, that's why people wrap it into foil. Okay, you wrap it in foil because you don't want to get bleas from this dough into the walls of your oven. Okay, if you throw it into your oven, you don't want to get the bleas from there into. You wrap it in a piece of foil. There's no bleas from mikli. You just throw it into your oven. Okay, now the Rambam didn't say that. And wrap it in tin foil before you put it into. But so he obviously wasn't so concerned about that. But that's what we do. We wrap it up, and it's common people wrap it, close it completely, because you don't want recha to come out of it. If the recha would come out of it into the other food, would not be a problem in the oven. It's dry and. But the minute, what we do is you take the dough, put it into a piece of foil, and wrap it up, so there's no bleas into the floor of the oven that it's sitting on, because the two kelim are touching each other, it's separated by the foil, and there's no recha coming, there's no zeh, of course, there's no recha coming out of it, because it's enclosed on all sides.
Some people wait to burn it with the
hummus? No. Oh, we'll talk about that in a second, actually. I didn't think of that example. I never heard of anybody who waits for that. But no, you should not do it. Okay? Wait to burn with the chametz. I'll talk about that. We'll get it.
Some people not so concerned about bleas.
But damn, it's both blood.
It's not so...
Then it's not okay. Just put it on the pizza bakery.
Okay, so, I mean, Drama says that. Drama says...
Wait,
because
they
find
the
olden days,
they didn't put the bread there.
And therefore what? Because you're saying that made no difference. Where it was touching, where the fire was not where the food was.
Right.
Okay, and I mean, where the fire is, it's going to kasher itself also. It's not terribly serious. I mean, what would you kasher your oven if it became chafing? What would you do? You turn it up really high and let it burn for a while. You know, so, right, so it's not terribly serious, but that's why people put in the foil. I mean, maybe they do it for cleanliness also. You know, they don't want to make a mess in their oven, but they do it because they want to... I think, because they want to avoid bleas.
I'm trying to tell you, use a fork to pull it out afterwards.
Well, afterwards, it's fine. Afterwards, you can do it. I mean, it's not right at that point. You don't have a problem once it's burned up.
Well, that's another thing. Sometimes, you know, it's a holiday to burn, so the outside is like, you know, black, but it's not...
I don't know, in my house,
it's not cold.
In my house, it stays in there until it's so burned that, you know, the smoke alarms go off. So, usually, we don't have a problem of getting it out. Oh, my gosh, someone took it out too early. It's like, you know, 2 weeks later, someone remembers, oh, my gosh, we have holiday in it. Okay. So the last thing you have to talk about is the Rama that I told you so far. There are two things that the Rama said. One is the meaning is you take a kazayas, and the second is that you have to burn it. Okay, that much the Rama sort of didn't make it up. And that's the chalz or you have to burn. That's what the chalz or you have to burn. Okay. Well, and in fact, every fine Jewish housewife does exactly that when she's mafresh challah. Okay, what do? They take a chunk off, roughly a kazayas. I don't know if they're trying to make a kazayas. They take off a nice chunk of dough, and they burn it. That's what they do. And everything's beautiful. Except, when we are mafresh in a tevel batter, we've talked about this the first time, a tevel batter or tevel matzahs, we don't do that. We're mafresh, the standard way of doing that and those things, we do it remotely. We say that the batter that's sitting there, we're going to make a hafrasha, we make a batter of a gram. Okay, in the OU, they used to do a gram. They decided, well, if you do a gram, you only get this many leashes that you can be mafresh from. So they cut it down to a fifth of a gram. Okay? A fifth of a gram. Now, I mean, I'll tell you, what we're hopefully, if you see here, this, okay, but don't hold me to this. This is about a kazayas. Okay, this one is about a kazayas. Okay? And this is a gram. Now, this is a gram of matzah. And this is a fifth of a gram. Okay? So a fifth of a gram, if you want to see the math later, it's a piece of matzah about a half of an inch by half of an inch. Okay? And a gram is about 2.5 inches by a half inch. In dough is lighter, maybe bigger. Dough is, I don't know if it's denser. We'll have to try that. I'll have to go to the bakery. I don't know. So, but what it is it's so to speak, I can't imagine that it's a kazayas. I mean, maybe if you hold a really small shear, then you think that it's a kazayas, you know what I mean? But I don't know if anybody eats that. That's not a pretty small amount of matzah. So what happened? The Rama said the minig is to be mafresh kazayas. What happened? And what happened to the second half? Now, I can't say this is not as widely accepted. Okay. This is not as widely accepted as the other thing, but most people don't end up burning the stuff at the end of the year. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Eventually, you have to take the batter, either it's used up or the year ends, you have to take that batter and you have to get rid of it. The batter, the tevel dough, well, it's not tevel anymore, or the tevel matzah. So, most people don't burn it. Well, why not? That's even a mission. You have to burn that stuff. I didn't say everybody. You do what you... I'm sorry about that. But Lots of people don't burn it. When the year comes around, they take it, they throw the garbage. Whatever they do with it, they wrap it
in industrial stuff?
Yeah, I'm talking about people use the Hafrusha system. They use the Tevel Matzah.
Not people, they're agents.
Agencies are made up of people. They're not these monolithic things. Like, you know, there are people.
What? It's a corporate, meaning not people in that private
farm. Right. No, I'm talking about the Tevel Matzah system. That's what I'm talking about, the Tevel Matzah system or the Tevel Do system. So some of the RCs who take care of this are very on top of it, and they tackle, pick up the dough at the end of the year, or the matzah, and they go make sure they incinerate it, or they send it to Moshava. But lots of them tell the company, well, just we'll do it 5 pounds of matzah.
Send it to where?
So what do they do with it? They throw it out. They say nothing. Throw it out. Okay. So what happened? Okay. So now, you might have thought that according to the Minchas Tzitzit that I told you beforehand, these two questions can answer each other. Remember, I told you beforehand, the Minchas Tzitzit brings that there are some Rishonim Holtz, probably not today, but some Rishonim Holtz, the only chiyuv of burning is if you're mafresh l'kazayas. So by being mafresh less than the kazayas, we don't have to burn it. So we solve both problems at once. If we're mafresh a piece like this, then we don't have to burn it. So we solve our problem. We answer the question and answer each other. We mafresh a small amount, and then we don't have to burn it. We solve the problem.
But what's
wrong with that is that's, of course, that's not correct. Because when you say that if you have less than a kesayis, you don't have to burn it, means that's what we had. If you mafresh a kesayra, a little piece of this is a kesayra. You mafresh a kesayra, you may not have to burn it. But of us, after a couple of leashes, you got a whole kesayis. You know, it just builds up on top of itself. So of course, that's not the answer. Okay? So the true answer, I think, is Shasa Prakta Yevdami. We're stuck.
What's the question?
The question is, how come the Hafrusha we make is just a gram, this is how much we're Mafresh at a time, when the Ramah said you have to Mafresh at Kazayas? So why aren't we Mafresh at Kazayas? We do it remotely. We say, yeah, every leash they make will be Mafresh. Why are we Mafresh at Kazayas? Ramah says, that's the beginning, it's the Mafresh at Kazayas. So the answer probably the truth is that it's a Shasa Prakta. If you had to be mafresh a kazayas each one, I mean, so a box of a tevel box of matzahs, instead of having a box of matzahs has 454 grams. So instead of having either 450 leashes or 2,000 leashes, if you do a fifth of a gram, instead, what would you get? 30 leashes out of it. How much would you get out of this box of matzah? So all of a sudden, just think of the technical complications of having. So having to have so much tevel in the plants, having to keep putting new stuff and this and that. So we say, what do we do? The incremental thing that you can do with a mashu, you can do mamash a kesayra, and this is bigger than a kesayra. I mean, look, this is a kesayra, this is a kesayra, this is a piece of a fifth of a gram. So you say, you know what? That's the incremental thing you're supposed to do. We weren't even too sure where Rashi got this from that you should do a kesayra. Anyhow, so fine, we can't do the minik. What can we do? So I didn't see anybody really who said, you know, if it's a Shasa Prakta, just be mafresh the kosher. Probably because it's not such a normal situation. I mean, in your home, you know, most people are not so careful that it bothers them to be mafresh a little piece of dough. It's hard to imagine. I did see, I'm almost sure that I saw Shlomo Zalman who's saying this. He says, you know, the Ramah who says you should be mafresh the minute you take the gazayas, he says, that's when you're taking it from the full batter. He says, what happens if you bought a roll in the bakery and you want to be mafresh chal, you want to be careful, so you want to be mafresh chal, even though they said they were mafresh chal, or you think, you know, whatever it is. So you have a whole, listen, you buy a roll, you know, take a kazayis out of the roll, you're not going to have much left to eat. There's only you could be someone can do the ikkar din. Okay, that's like the closest I saw to someone saying something like that. Okay, so now, the truth is, the truth I told you in the Minchas Yitzchak is really about the second half of the question, which is, how come we don't burn the chal? And his tshuva was like this. A person said to him, he said, it's really hard for me to burn the challah. Okay, I don't know what the reason is. I don't think he says it. It's really hard for us to have to burn the challah. Maybe it was like a commercial kind of a thing. It would be very hard to burn it. He said, could it be something I'm not burning it? The guy wanted to say is maybe we'll put it in the garbage and they can incinerate it, or I'll wrap it twice. He says, maybe I can get away with not burning it. Is it okay if I get away with that without burning it? So the Dying Mai says, he says, you know, the Gemara says, Kishem shemitza lisrif kachem shenitmu kach mitzvah lisrif truma shenitmes, and most Rishonim take that Gemara at face value that says that there's a chiyuv specifically to burn truma tmei or chal that's coming, and you're not allowed to do other things. You're not allowed to be kaver. You're not allowed to do other things as a way of getting rid of it. You must burn it. He said most Rishonim say like that. He said, but there's a sheet of Rashi that says no. When the Gemara said you have to burn it, it didn't mean you have to burn it. Burning is just an example of getting rid of it, and really any other way you can get rid of it. And the reason all the Gemara meant to say was you got to get rid of it, mishum takola. If you don't get rid of it, someone might eat it. So you should burn it as a way, the Gemara really means to just say is get rid of it before someone by mistake eats it. But really, any other way of getting rid of it is also, so you want to throw it in the garbage, that's fine. Wrap it up, for you know, shouldn't be that nice in the kutchen, but basically, you can get rid of it any other way you want to. So, Dying Rice says, listen, you know, most of the whole like that. I mean, he himself struggles with that Rashi really holds like that altogether. But he says, okay, let's accept that Rashi holds like that. He says, Ulai, you can be samech on this for Chal Chutzarot. If it's a Shas of Chak and it's Chal Chutzarot, you can be samech on that sheet of Rashi and say, you can get rid of it without burning. Then, that's the bulk of the tshuva. Then he says, you know, this idea that people wrap it up, he says, I later saw that it comes from a Chazon Ish. Okay, Chazon Ish says about Truma, okay, in the, I told you this before, someone wrote a thing, Zelen Shapiro, he wrote in the 1950s, he wrote a pamphlet of like practical halachas of Trumas and Maisas and Shvias and things like that. And they're not around, they're printed in the back of Derech Emunah now. And each chelik has the part of that pamphlet that was around. And that thing was printed in the lifetime of the Chazon Ish and approved by the Chazon Ish. Okay? So it has a certain authority to it, a very practical, it's very halachal maizah, you know, it's very short. Very to the point. So over there it says that if you have Truma Tahira, you could wrap it up and put it in the garbage. If you have Truma Tameya, you have to burn it. So the Chazon Ish there is saying pretty straight out, this person is saying from the Chazon Ish, that if you have Truma that's Tamei, you do not have an option of throwing it in the garbage. Now, so Dying Rice says, I have to tell you something. It says, I understand why people extended what the Chazon Ish said by Truma, from Truma Tameya, from Truma Tahira, even to do by Truma Tameya. He says, I get that. He says, I understand why they did that. And the reason is because most people don't know enough to figure out whether the Truma is Tahara Tameya. Okay, in order to be tahor or tamei, what it really depends on is did it ever get wet? Was it buchshul kabakuma? Most people don't know enough to decide whether it was or was not buchshul. Well, did it ever get wet so that it could then be makabatuma? Most people don't know enough about those didn't to know that. And therefore, we have a choice. Either we could burn everything, which we might be burning chum that's tahor, or we could bury everything, we might be burying chum that's tamei. We might be, each one has a potential downside, so to be safe.
What's wrong with burying?
Because the din is you're mechuyev to burn it. You're not allowed to just bury it. You must burn it. So we have each side has a potential downside. So of those two choices, it's better to wrap it and throw everything out rather than burn everything. Okay, if you're going to make a mistake, it's better to do this way than that way. He says, but that makes no sense for challah. Challah is always hokshul kabel tumah. Because you'd be mafresh challah if you mix flour with water. And you'd be mafresh challah, the flour itself was tempered, it got wet. He says, so it's always hokshul kabel tumah. It's come out in every single case, it's hokshul kabel tumah. He says, so this makes no sense that by challah, people should wrap it and put it in the garbage. Except if you're going to be samech on this Rashi. He says, fine, for challah's chutzart, if you're shas of chak, you could be samech on this Rashi. What? Rashi that says that when the Gemara says you mechuyev to burn it, flav dafka. You just have to get rid of mishum takol. Okay. So but the truth is that's what he brings from the Chazon Ish. But the truth is the Chazon Ish in his farm says not like that. In the so to speak real Chazon Ish says not like that. And others bring it. It's in Shmir Shabbos. If you want to see it there, they bring it this way. And others say the same thing. Chazon Ish says the din is you mechuyev to burn it. That's what you mechuyev to burn truma that's tahar. You have to burn it. Truma that's tummy, you have to burn it. That's the din. But if you have a situation where burning it is going to be very difficult, and in other words, that's going to cause delays and you're going to potentially not burn it, and you're going to hold it around, then the concern of takala, I mean, the reason why you burn it is not because of takala, but the concern of takala, that someone might by mistake eat it, overrides the concern of burying the truma, and therefore you're better off getting rid of it, that you avoid takala rather than burning it. No, the burning it means it could take me another day to like, get something to burn. I have to find some water, I have to get myself together to burn it. And by doing that, I raise the chance of takala, someone's going to eat it. You're better off being concerned about the takala than about the burning it, and that's what you should do. You should wrap it up. The Chazon happens to be talking about truma, but that same svara applies to challah also. Okay, the way Dayan Rice had said it, it wouldn't apply to challah, but what the Chazon really says, I mean, in his svara, is that when you're really stuck, it's okay to burn it, it's okay to just throw it out, wrap it and throw it out, because mishum takol, to avoid the possibility of somebody eating it, it's kedai to do that, and that's why, what you said before, that people holding it till Pesach, okay, is against the spirit of what's going on over here. Holding it till Pesach is just increasing takol. Of course, you realize that what we do So if I'm trying to say to you is that we're being samech on this idea, which is when you're stuck, you don't have to burn it, and when you're shasav kag, don't be mafresh kazayis, she's mafresh amashu. Okay, but you realize that we're a little bit, if I could use the word, a little bit playing a game, which is we're saying is we're stuck, and therefore we throw it out instead of burning it. The Chazon Ish said to do that to avoid takala. Yeah, well, the Chazon Ish would not have approved of leaving kevel and challah sitting around in a bakery for months on end.
Don't leave it around. Burn it. Burn it now.
Burn it every day. So in other words, every day this commercial bakery makes it.
About a commercial situation?
Yeah, I'm talking about when we. No, I'm talking about when we.
What's the position? What did he say? What
was the situation that person? He said one of the places. He said the guy doesn't have any wood to burn with. Okay? I don't know what the, for us we don't understand that, because for us we just throw it in the oven. But maybe he means, well, he's talking about truma. So what it means from mafresh, a bunch of apples. What do you do with apples?
Is that a mechala?
No, he's got a chuma. I have apples. What am I going to do with the money? He says, what about liquids? I think one of them said, what do I do with the liquid? How am I going to burn the liquid? So it's a whole lesson. I was just mafresh bananas. Okay, so how are you going to burn the bananas? You have to come up with some idea how you're going to burn the bananas. Now, we think about challah, well, every time you're baking challah, you're sitting by the oven. Open the oven, throw it in. Big deal. Okay, but he's talking about chuma. So, but we're applying that saying is we have the same situation.
I don't want to compare that. I don't want to compare chuma to something which is edible, to raw dough.
Because why?
Who eats raw dough?
You're saying you don't have to be concerned. If you use a tevel dough, there's no chash of takala, because no one can eat this big blob of dough sitting in a freezer. Okay, I can accept that. In matzah, it's not true.
Right.
Companies that use tevel matzah is not true. But if you're right that we don't have to worry about someone eating it, then come the end of the year, then we don't have an excuse. Then we don't have any takala. You're answering why we don't have takala for the months.
Okay,
but come
fine.
The end of the year, you suddenly go, so what are you waiting for? Go burn it.
Fine.
You don't have any excuses then. You know, you don't have this chazanish of maybe someone can eat.
Okay, fine.
Okay, that's fine.
Go burn it.
Because the whole idea here is that the bakery is remote. There isn't someone who's there, would be mafreshed remotely. The bakery is 500 miles from here. And we every day say we're being mafreshed on every batter that they make. We're being mafreshed on this piece that's there. We're not. If we were standing there, we'd just pull the piece and throw it in the oven ourselves. The whole idea is to do it remotely. It's to do it from a distance, because someone isn't there. What really should be done is at the end, someone needs to take it back and go burn it.
That should be a big deal. The Mashiach should be going to the plant, so to have him arrange his visit at the end of the
day. And what should he do then?
Take the dough and burn it.
Well, it's easier said than done. I mean,
they're not going to let you both throw stuff in the oven.
Into their oven.
It's not there. Take it with you. Burn it somewhere.
If you want to volunteer, it's not an easy job to burn this big blob of dough. It's not an easy thing to do.
I want my own.
See, okay, sir. Okay.